you're here. Delicious, Rita, knowing you're near.
Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
Praise God for that.
Woo-hoo! Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, October 19th. 2022. Joining me in the Marketplace Mall studio, our great news media center, is Marianne Simpkins and Rob Seenberg.
Thank you.
Equal applause for both of you.
Yeah.
And here it is Wednesday, which typically means we pull out our current edition of the Prime Life Times, which is the October edition, even though we're eyeballs deep into the November edition.
Yeah, we're going to be working hard on that. It's coming out soon.
But Marianne Simpkins is our editor-in-chief, and Rob Seidenberg is our copy editor, content contributor. Of course, you contribute content from time to time also, Marianne.
And
award-winning content for both of you.
Rob is, too.
Yes, I'm also content.
And before we get into a special reading titled Breathless under our Lifestyles section on page A9, for those of you that want to read along with us that have your copy or have maybe picked up one from over 400 area locations,
yay,
let me give a couple different updates. We tuned in yesterday when we had our Testimony Tuesday interview with Amika and Ona Asaji. They talked about a special event they're putting on. They started a nonprofit group called Come and See, Inc., and their desire ultimately is to build or put together like a life-scale tabernacle and tent of meeting, probably indoors so it can be seen and visited year-round. They're looking for property and such. But anyways, as they're working towards that, they found out about this guy called the Tabernacle Man, Dr. Terry Harmon, and we interviewed him yesterday from the home studio. I had Amika and Ona at the home studio. They live in the greater Muhammad area. And so had them in. We called up Dr. Harmon, and he talked about finding Jesus in the high priest garments. And it's a free event. It's happening this Saturday night at 6 p.m. at the iHotel and Conference Center, 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign. Free event, but you need to register. You can find out more at EventLeaf, so it's eventleaf.com, and then search Finding Jesus in the High Priest Garments. It begins at 6 p.m. I think it'll be a great presentation. Holly and I will be there, along with many of our listeners, and so you're all invited, but you must RSVP because there's going to be desserts and materials given out so that they can plan accordingly. Please register ASAP, and it's limited seating, I think up to about 200, but that'll be this Saturday night, October 22nd, so you can hear more about it on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, archived at wluj.org, wluj.org, and greatnewsradio.org under the Mark and Friends link. Now today, in a few hours, if you're here in the morning edition of Mark and Friends, Mark Jordan is going to be filling in for Jason Schiffo.
Oh,
he had eye surgery on Monday and is recovering. In fact, it'll be maybe up to about 3 or 4 weeks where so many hours each day he has to be kind of settled in this fixed position and he can only like read or look down, and it's to keep his eye from moving around much at all. But Mark Jordan, who's the senior pastor at New Horizon United Methodist Church, he has a podcast and has a great heart for people, is going to discuss and open up and facilitate our conversation on why is it important for each of us to share Jesus with others. So that's today at noon. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, be seated by noon today here at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And Pastor Mark Jordan will facilitate that discussion. He's a great guy. He comes to all the Ministry Leader Network luncheons, and I've gotten to know him over the last year or two and really appreciate him and his ministry. And then Thursday night at 7 p.m., our community-wide prayer gathering is meeting up. Now about 35 different churches representing. It's a lively time of worship, of praising God, and then seeking His leading. But we all do a lot of praying together, and with Jean-René Balakita facilitating the worship time. It's really enjoyable for all of us. So.
Your French is getting good.
Yeah.
You said that well.
Mais oui, monsieur.
That's one of the few I can say his name.
Rob knows everything. He knows French.
So that's this Thursday night, 7 p.m. But if you come after 6:30, we have desserts and refreshments before we start praying. Usually right at 7, I open up with some comments, and then we begin praying shortly after a time of worshiping God. And then again, this Saturday night, come join us at the I Hotel and Conference Center for Finding Jesus in the High Priest's Garments. So I think I covered everything on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Now, with it being Wednesday, or no, you want to say something?
I want to say that afterwards. After Rob reads.
Okay, after Rob reads. So, Rob, you wrote about Breathless. When I first saw that, I told Marianne, it reminded me of Sleepless. Sleepless in Seattle, you know that movie? That's
Breathless
popular.
And Champagne,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
there you
right.
go.
Real memories.
I haven't heard of a movie of this coming out yet. So. Breathless. I spent much of my childhood falling out of trees and off things I shouldn't have been on in the first place. But I love to climb anything. That seems a bit odd, given my childhood acrophobia. I climbed up in the grain bins, all climbable trees, and even the barn roof. Still, just climbing up the ladder to the upper haymow scared me badly. I'm delighted to report that I'm no longer generally afraid of heights. When I was 9, I fell out of a fruit tree and landed on my head. I'm sure my siblings would say that explains a lot. As for Dad, he reminded me that his Uncle Roy had fallen out of a cherry tree as a boy and ended up partially paralyzed for life.
Gracious.
Apart from the angst of that childhood fall, I'm not sure what harm it caused, if any. I can't run a double-blind controlled experiment to compare my present self to one who didn't fall on his head at 9 years old. Once I was in the feed shed where our hammer mill was bolted to the concrete floor. Dad had found some metal panels somewhere, likely in a roadside dump, and he used them as walls for a bin for ground feed. One panel was poorly anchored on the left end. That's the one I climbed on to change a light bulb. I was successful in getting the new bulb in and not dropping the old one. Don't want broken glass in livestock feed, you know. At that point, the metal panel buckled, dropping me flat on my back onto the concrete floor. I still didn't drop the burned-out bulb, though. The problem was that the hard landing knocked the wind out of me, and I couldn't breathe or speak to explain what was wrong. I set a personal record that day for holding my breath.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Dad, intuiting the problem, got me outside into the fresh air. He didn't want me to start gasping for breath in the dusty environment of the feed shed. Eventually, I was able to start breathing again, or you wouldn't be reading this.
Oh, jeez.
Now, when I hear people say they're breathlessly anticipating something, I'm skeptical. I know what breathless really means, and it has much to do with terror and little to do with excited anticipation. Copyright Santa Circle, Rob Seidenberg.
And you can email Rob at rob@primelifetimes.com.
And there you are pictured with that big bushy beard and a hat on and your glasses.
Looking off in the distance. I love that picture. I like it.
That was taken at Huntington Beach State Park in South Carolina.
My other one that's favorite of you is of you and Mary. You're as Santa Claus and she's with you. And then there's another one. You had on a big hat or something. I can't remember. Okay.
Well, on most days that you're here, Marianne, if you walk into our kitchen here and look on the wall, you see, you know, Saint Santa Rob pictured with about probably over 100 international students at the Christmas event that we had at Lincoln Square Mall a few years back.
It's a great picture. Fun. It's a great picture.
Where you got to play Santa Claus to all the international students.
I love your column, Rob. And now I would like to read something. You don't know that I'm going to read it.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't tell you ahead of time because you would have gone to great lengths to stop me. So I'm going to read this. Okay. So 2019 was famous for a number of things, mostly COVID. It was also famous for Rob being selected in our area of Central Illinois as 70 over 70. That means they chose people over 70 years old for their philanthropic attitude, leadership, and overall success.
And they chose 70 of us.
Well, yes, they did.
And they're high achievers.
Yes.
Overachievers.
Now, being that
over 70 achievers.
Being that this happened at the end of 2019, the banquet was to be in 2020, which, of course, got canceled because we all know what happened, COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So Ruth Esri put this together, and Karen and I helped her, and I would like to read part of it because Rob never got to have his acknowledged banquet. Is that okay, Mark?
Yeah.
All
Let
right.
other men's lips praise you and not your own.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. Okay. So this is all about Rob. I'm going to read part of this.
And we submitted on behalf of Rob.
We did.
To make sure that he qualified and understood we had a lot of fans.
He definitely did, and they came out of the woodwork. So thank you, Ruth. Okay, so this is about you, Rob. Rob Seidenberg served as the founding first sergeant of a military intelligence linguist unit of the Illinois National Guard, and previously served as senior military intelligence sergeant and acting S2 of a field artillery battalion. He was awarded a certificate of appreciation by the commander of the Joint Task Force at Sotocano Honduran Air Base in Honduras.
I remember when you got that. Here, take this and get out of here. We got to bring Rob back down to earth.
That's right. Rob spent 2.5 years as a Russian language translator, interpreter, and radio intercept operator in Germany. He also worked as the German-English translator for 2 armored vehicle maintenance missions in Germany. He later taught a frontline leader course in leadership and personnel management for the 88th U.S. Army Reserve Command in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Rob holds a master's in European intellectual history, along with an extensive list, and it is, of diplomas and certificates. Many in the Central Illinois area have been the recipient, me included, of the brilliant editorial and academic writing skills for which Rob has become widely known.
Those are not my words.
No, they weren't. This is Karen and me and Ruth and everybody we asked. Okay. After serving as editing manager for a publishing house, which he did, Rob has continued to generously teach editing skills to numerous editors, including me, and is the author of the helpful book, it is, Glossary of Publishing Terms. He currently teaches University of Illinois international students in intensive academic writing workshops, and he is in high demand by students from around the globe. Last time I checked, you were talking to Saudi Arabian people about how to write. Rob compiled the annotated index for the Illinois and U.S. Census records. That's huge. In the Illinois State Archives, Illinois Regional Archives Depository at Western Illinois University. He has copy-edited hundreds of college textbooks, science books, history books, military books, and novels. A review of his lifetime achievements reveals his divergent interests and abilities, resulting from his insatiable curiosity and his obvious desire to live life big.
That's a good thing you didn't read that list.
That's just the first part. There's more that's fascinating.
And there is a whole booklet.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things I haven't done. I've never put a screen door on a submarine. I've never jumped out of a
functional
airplane.
Has anyone put a screen door on a submarine? Thank you, Rob. I just had to do that because you never got to have your banquet.
So kind.
Thank you.
That's Rob Seidenberg, the beloved Rob Seidenberg.
Who writes so wonderfully for our paper and copy edits.
And I miss those meetings. Remember that series that he gave to our editorial team? And I think some of the sales team have come in and benefited as he walked us through. This is what this means. This is how this is put together.
Yeah, we've been talking about starting those back up. They're really helpful.
And then the many international students that you've worked with, Rob, and the many behind-the-scenes things. Marianne, you and I always talk about this where we might say, yeah, we need this certain gadget. 2 minutes later, Rob races out the door, comes back. Here, I got one. It was on sale over here. Just take it. Or here, you need that. What kind of tape? Oh, yeah, I got some of that. And let me go out to my car. Or he's like a super helper. We always try to figure out how does he assist so many different people with the schedule that he keeps.
Oh, well, that's in the paper, too, that Ruth put together. We just haven't gotten to that part.
Yeah, we'll read that next year.
No, very soon, actually. Thank you, Rob, so much. You just, it's you. Invaluable what you do.
And
invaluable.
Some of you may be unfamiliar with Rob Ziedenberg. He had his heart worked on and opened up and major surgery done. How many months back was that? Because now
March
it's
17.
Okay, March 17.
Oh, my goodness. So is it like March, April, May, April, June, June, July, August? It's
September,
like 6 months?
October.
No, 7 months.
7 months, yeah.
So, Rob, which came first? In what order were the following inventions made?
Well, you don't need to ask him. He wrote it.
So I refer you to page 15.
Yeah, A9 is where the questions are. I came close. I had half
really?
Of them
yeah.
right. But what came first? The modern airplane, the military submarine, sliced bread, or Coca-Cola?
Okay, the Coca-Cola is an issue because this Southern girl learned that Coca-Cola started in Kingsport, Tennessee. It didn't. It started in Atlanta, Georgia. What happened in Kingsport had more to do with cocaine, apparently, in a drink.
Well, and in fact, Coca-Cola early on did have coca leaves in it, but we wouldn't say it had cocaine.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Because it wasn't processed.
I feel better already.
But truck drivers in Peru, for example, chew the coca leaf to stay awake at night.
Oh.
It's much stronger than caffeine.
Don't do that.
I don't
at home.
Recommend it.
Don't try this
it.
At home.
Yeah,
don't. No,
yes,
no, no,
yes.
no.
It's kind of like
we are not endorsing
back,
this.
Yeah. Back,
like chewing
back to which came first.
India.
What came first? Oh, we can't tell.
No, no.
No,
so
we
you
can
have
tell.
To, no, you have
oh,
to
well, we
get,
can't
you have
tell.
To get
no.
your issue.
You have to get the paper, yeah.
The October edition of the Prime Lifetime. Now, you can read it online at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifetimes.com, but it's an interesting one, and it's a series that we continue to have, which came first. And
yeah, it's fun. People things. Like it. And this first front page article, please read. It's great. Mystery of the Monarch. It has changed me. I'm so inspired to save these butterflies. I love it. Thank you, Maggie.
Okay, yes, so time for listener letters.
Yes, yes.
Marianne, how about you start it off?
Okay. Well, this is from Carol in Milford.
Hey, Carol.
Hey. Thankful for Great News Radio, a constant in my life. And then she talks about her neighbor who passed away and served in the Merchant Marines, going on to serve in the United States Navy, and the Iroquois hospice chaplain and a hospice volunteer that also served our country came to help out. Then she has some other prayer requests, and she says, the radio programs always are an encouragement to me as I do my best in helping encourage others.
Yeah, Carol writes just about each and every month and many times gives a donation or a tribute to somebody in honor.
Oh, how nice.
So okay. We recognize many people on our memorial page from donations that are received
like
on people's behalf.
To Mark and everyone, and this is from Kathy in Paxton.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm so very grateful for WGNN and WGNJ. All of you are the best. There is
hey, that
no
means you, Rob. Marianne?
There is no other station.
Oh, dear.
I love that Jesus is the center of it all.
Amen.
And how you always give him the credit and glory.
Oh.
We praise God. Nice. Amen.
Amen. This comes from Velma from Muhammad, another longtime writer and supporter of the ministry. The morning programs are great. Lots of good teaching. John MacArthur, Alistair Begg, Focus on the Family, and definitely Mark and Friends. Thank you, you too. Thanks to you, Mark, Marianne, and to the rest of the family, Velma.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks, Velma.
How nice. This is from Judith in Urbana.
Hey, Judith.
And she says, happy fall, y'all.
Happy fall,
now,
y'all.
I just love this because my youngest daughter, when she got married, her mother-in-law, the first gift she gave me, I love this woman, the first gift she gave me was a hand-carved thing that she had painted, happy fall, y'all. So thanks for that good reminding me of that, Judith.
Happy fall, y'all.
So this one is from Kay from Paris, not Paris, France, although you could easily go online and hear us there, but this is from Paris, Illinois. Keep up the good work. Blessings, Kay.
Short and sweet. Thank you, Kay. Thank you for your support. This comes from Mary Ann from Villa Grove. And she provides content periodically
yeah,
to our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. She says, dear Mark, Marianne, and all, I want you to know how I appreciate your cheerfulness in the programming.
Oh.
Woohoo! Your good attitude is contagious. We hope so. It picks up my spirit and helps me keep going through with winter and fall coming on. Bless you. With an exclamation point. Actually, she had another exclamation point earlier. All the speakers are good, and when folks come into my place, they always ask, what station is it? Because of the beautiful music. So I always tell them it is WGNJ 89.3 FM. Thank you for the music especially. Reaches lots of people, nice. All ages. Look at this smiley face.
Oh, that's
big
sweet.
Smiley face,
yeah,
another one
yeah.
down there. And then she signs, your friend in our Lord, Marianne. And then she says, P.S., could you please send April, May, June papers?
Oh.
I will get them to the farm. Oh, she delivers papers to one of the locations.
Oh,
so
great.
We send
great.
Them some
great.
Papers. And we have a new volunteer helping out in that area.
Good, good.
Terrific.
This is from Betty Schmidt.
Oh, Betty.
We know that name.
Oh, my. She's famous in our group.
She is. She writes the Be Inspired recipe column. She sent us a congratulations card. You did great. Sincerely, Betty, with the awards announcement for the paper attached. That's really sweet.
That was nice of her.
It really was.
And really, the overall quality of the paper, she contributes to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
And
yeah.
this one's from Jeanette in Danville.
Oh, Jeanette. Now, she's a regular.
And she says, keep up the good work. May God give you the strength and supply your every need. Praying for you, Jeanette.
We appreciate the prayers and her support each and every month.
Amen.
This comes from Terry from Urbana. It's all nice and typewritten. You don't see many typewritten. Well, I guess this could have been on our, not on a typewriter. I was
no,
just
Mark.
Thinking,
it probably
a
was a computer.
It just printed out.
Printed.
But it looks, look how well it's formatted,
it's
like a business
letter. It
actually
is really nice.
Dear friends, just wanted to say how grateful I am to be able to hear some very, very wonderful sermons, exhortations on the radio. Sometimes I have to actually refrain from listening to program after program in order to not get too confused or just begin many, many, many things and never finish.
Oh.
That gives you a hint that I am very disorganized and still growing to maturity in Christ.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
It is.
However, it is good to have a problem like that instead of simply never, ever hearing about the love of Jesus and that he is seeking laborers to work in his harvest.
Amen.
Thanks so much for blessing this area with all of your work that you do through Jesus. If we were still in the pandemic, I would just have to say you are essential. A fellow member of God's family, Terry.
Nice.
That's really nice.
Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you so much, listeners, for being a part of our radio listening family, carving out time today to listen to one of our 19 frequencies, corresponding with us, attending our events, being engaged. We appreciate your prayers and your support. We couldn't do it without you. We're 100% listener supported. So thanks for lifting us before the throne of God and supporting us on a regular basis. Together, we do better. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marion Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.